we've started this series at the beginning of this new year, and we've been working through Stronger in Christ. You know, it's kind of a focus for us as we go through this year that we are seeking to grow stronger in Him. And it's something that, without question, it begins as you're raising a child. You want them to grow stronger in Him. And when they're teenagers, you want them to grow stronger in Him. And when you get to be an adult, you want to grow stronger in Him. And when you get retired, you want to grow stronger in Him. And if you're lying on a deathbed, you want to grow stronger in Him. It's an ongoing part of our life. And so as we talk about this, this is a great different themes for this, and I'm so excited. I get the Stronger in Christ goals. This was as we planned this months ago, as we planned this sermon series, I was so happy that this one fell on me, because goals is a great reality of growing in Christ. How many, I'm sure you have had goals in life. Small goals, big goals, group goals. I'd kind of like to hear, I've been asking each service to share, come on, what are some of the goals you have right now? I'm kind of curious. Raise good kids. If you are a parent, that's a heavy goal, no question. I'm with you. Oh, goals? You have no goals? Come on, what's your goals? All right. Wow. Will, this sermon is going to be very relevant for your lives. I can tell you, you know, I have done this many times where I walk with people in the new year and I say, hey, what's your goal for the new year? And people are like, oh, I just, we don't, yeah, it's just a new year. Everything's the same. No big deal. We get to Lent, and I'm like, hey, what's your goal for Lent? You going to do anything different for Lent? Oh, no. Yeah, we don't do all those old things. Yeah. Goals are part of life. For example, because I have a wonderful wife who always is trying to pressure me to be better at something. So we started this year, and my wife, and we're doing this, wife, kids, and everything, is that we're doing push-ups to kind of grow our body strengths and things like that. And so it starts day one. One push-up. Day two, two push-ups. End of the month, 31 push-ups. End of the year, every day we have to do, on the last day of the year, 365 push-ups. So far this month, piece of cake. Actually, it hasn't been. I started the first day, and I think if I'm going to get going well, I should just go ahead of what I'm supposed to just do one. So I did 10 the first day, and oh my goodness, it was like hard for me to do 10 push-ups. That's how weak I have become. And then we've been doing it now for almost a month, and now 30 push-ups, not a problem. Whoa. In fact, I did 40 yesterday because I'm trying to stay ahead so that I don't die as we get farther. Now, I may turn into muscular man, but I doubt it. We'll see. I don't know whether I'll accomplish the goal, but we have a goal. Thanks to my wife. We have goals. And goals are a critical part of life, and I think you know this. We in life, people are always walking around, oh, I just wish this would happen. Okay. But if you don't set a goal, it won't happen. It is part of this world in which we live. Christ had a goal. I'm pretty sure you know what Christ's goal was, right? Yes? No? Boy, this is a quiet group today. Did God have a goal in sending Christ? What was his goal? Okay, guys. Yeah, see, now I'm hearing different goals. It's interesting. You know, you study the scriptures, and there's so much about goals. They're important things for our life. Christ had multiple goals. You look in the scripture study, and I was looking at all, studying, going things. I found this great list that looked at 21 goals of Christ. 21 goals, things that he was seeking to be, seeking to do. And, you know, to do God's will. And he says it all the time. I have come to do God's will. I have come to save the lost. I have come to fulfill the prophecies of the Old Testament. I have come to give life and give it abundantly. There's so many. You just go through the list again and again and again. Christ had many goals for us. Christ did not come and just live a life and be like, hey, what's happening? He had purpose. He had plan. And that's something that's important for our lives. In Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5, Proverbs always kind of has these good and bad. And it says that plans lead us to success. But those who just rush forward without plans are those who will be poor. This is a reality. This is something that is part of our life today. And if you don't have goals, God wants you to have some. Now, I would say one thing that was interesting when we kind of came up with this series and we do some pre-planning on the sermon months ago when we set this stuff up, and I said, oh, this one, I've had this on my head since I was at seminary, is the concept, which is such a powerful one that I used to teach youth with it too. Taught it all the time with kids. And it's this reality of goal, malady, and means. Having goals, understanding the maladies, the things that get in the way of the goals that you have, and the means by which we actually do the things that we do. So I kind of want to hit that today. Goal, malady, means. Because we want to grow stronger in Christ. Ow, that actually hurts. There is soreness. We want to grow stronger in Christ. And I think it is important for each of us to know. Christ has died for everything. It's not like God's up here saying you need to do this. No, this is all about the Christ who saved us, the Christ who won for us salvation eternally, the one who is with us, who has the strength to do so much, did not just, oh, I saved him, bring him up to heaven. He has us here for a purpose and a plan. And there are many different purposes and plans. And it's not just a church purpose and plan. It's a family church and plan. It's a job church and plan. Not job, Christ and plan. Let's get that straight. There are plans for us as we walk through this life. Goals are important. Whether you're raising a kid, whether you're in a job, whether you're taking care of a neighborhood and dealing with a neighbor, goals are an important part of life. So let's move on to malady. Jesus was perfect. He had his goals and he accomplished them all. Okay? We're not expecting you to be as good as Jesus. Right? There are maladies in our life. There are struggles that come. I can tell already there are probably some of you are going, I have no idea what my goals are. What are my goals? How will I even know what they are? You have the people who say, oh, I strive so hard and I can never accomplish. You have your fears and your worries about whatever your goals may be. Some of you, you have goals, but it's like you're distracted and then you're like, 2 months later, you're like, oh yeah, shoot, I was going to do that. Ugh. Distractions for the goals that we have in this life. And I won't ask for hands on this one, but there are some people who, like me, are a little lazy. And yeah, oh, I should do that, but I just don't feel like it. Some of us literally have too many goals. You know, I years ago, when I was first here, for a few years, doing all the youth stuff and preaching half the time, and you know, I'd come to Vic every once in a while, Pastor Vic, and I'd sit down and be like, I can't handle it all. I'm preaching this weekend, and we've got new kids coming to youth. We got people that need to come to know Christ. There's outreach stuff here through the youth stuff we're doing. And, oh, Lord, I'm trying to help parents learn how to teach youth, and we got these events for parents and stuff going on for that. Lord, I got kids. We're having kids, me and my wife. I'm just, And Vic, he was great. He said, Chris, don't try to do everything. You got lots of ideas? Prioritize. Start. What's number one? What's number two? What's number three? Let go. Oh, that's not my gift. Let go? What? I have idea. Let go. Because not everything is in our hands. Christ himself, as he walked the earth, he did many things, but he didn't do everything. He didn't heal every person. He didn't change every culture. He had his set. And it's an important thing for us. The maladies that we faced, for me, one of the big maladies is limiting myself and acknowledging, what is God calling me to? Because I'm a pastor here. You know, I always come up with great ideas. I have so many great ideas. Let's make this happen, make this happen. And then I realize, was God telling me to make everything happen? Or am I just... Our lives in America get full. Very full. God calls us not to do everything, but to talk with him and to discover what he is calling us to, what he has plans for us to be and for us to do. Because I would say this, me accomplishing my goals might happen, but Christ accomplishing is way more likely. We do the things he wants us to do and calls us to do. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, he says this. Walk by the Spirit instead of by your desires. It's so big. If we're talking about being goal-setting people and living a life not just randomly, but actually with goals, don't just follow everything. Don't follow your desires. Follow the Lord God. Now, there's people, I know I've talked with people, and they say, oh, these non-Christian people, they have it so easy. They don't do anything for God. They do everything for themselves. They get so rich. And I always say, you know, that's great. I'm sure it's fabulous. But I like Christ. Because I may not get as rich in Christ. But you know what? I have a lot more joy. I have a lot more peace. I have a lot less stress. Because he is my guide, he is my guard, he is my strength. No matter what we are doing, no matter what we're striving for, whatever our goals are, they're best if they're goals made in Christ. Whether it's in a job situation, whether it's in family situation, whether it's a neighborhood situation, whether it's in sharing Christ situation, it doesn't matter what the goals are. God says it all the time to his disciples, follow me. You want a goal? Follow me, and I'll give you a goal, and I'll give you the strength. It doesn't matter. Now, I love this. I mean, it's a powerful section. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 starts out this way. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. I think half the struggles and goals is we're like, I have that goal and I just can't get it done. Ugh. I love the book of Hebrews. In chapter 11, it kind of goes through this huge list of people. It says Abraham was told he's going to have thousands, millions of family members. How many family members did he get in his life? One official kid and one kid because he messed up. He did not see. This is what it just goes through. It says, Abraham, he had this dream, this vision, but he did not see. He did not even get to experience the end. It talks about Moses, the man of God, who brought the people out of slavery to create the nation of Israel. And did he ever get to go into the land of Israel? No. You got David, a great man of God, follower of Jesus. He goes forward and is made king and has plans to build a temple. Did he ever see a temple? No. We have goals, and it's great, and we move forward. But it's not about us accomplishing our goals. It's about us getting our goals, following the Lord, and allowing God to use that in mighty ways. It's funny in life, sometimes the things that we look at and we think was the biggest mistake we made, God used in incredible ways. Because striving after goals is not about accomplishing much. Striving after goals is listening to the Lord God and being used by Him, sometimes exactly as we think about the goal. But sometimes it's in the process that God uses us in ways we did not even understand. I would say for you to be a person who has goals, whether God uses it to accomplish the goals, uses it to affect other people, you know who it'll influence more than anyone else? You. Following the Lord God changes our life. It lets us let go of our fears. I can't do this. I can't do it. Well, we go to Matthew chapter 19. In Christ, all things are possible. It goes to Philippians chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. These are the things that Scripture is always teaching us and helping us to understand, is for us to think about what the goals we have in life are, but not making them just our own, but actually leaning on the Lord and saying, Lord, is this what I'm feeling? Is this where you want me to go? Use me, Lord. Use me. Now, I would say I'm lucky having a wife, because I probably wouldn't even have this goal if I didn't have a wife, about getting stronger. There is advantage. It's why God brings us together in church. It's why God unites us in marriage. God wants us not just to walk alone, but to walk with each other in this life of faith. And as we are in a transition time here at St. Luke's, there are things for us to walk together in. We've set this monthly prayer time. People come together, lift your lives to the Lord, talk with Him, come together, and know that you're never alone. Christ is with you, and you're part of this body of Christ. So if you want to join us, third Sunday every month, come and pray with us. This getting stronger in Christ theme, you know, we have a lot of things going on. Out in the lobby, you probably already saw it. We'd like for you to get in small group, because if you want to walk with the Lord, if you want to grow yourself and grab hold of the things that God is calling you to, get involved. Dig in that Word of God. Grow in what you know of Him. Walk with brothers and sisters in the life of faith. People that you can ask questions, share ideas. Walk with. Check it out after service. But above it all, look, above it all, goal, malady means Christ is our strength. Christ is our director. Christ is not up there saying, sign up, people. No, He's the God who's given us salvation. He's the God who forgives us every sin. He's the God who just sits there by us and says, talk to me, I'll help you. Talk to me, I'll lead you. Talk to me. Because he loves us. This is no meant to make you feel guilty. Some of you feeling guilty. I know people feel guilty. Stop feeling guilty. But grab hold. Grab hold. What is the goal or the goals of your life? Because Christ, he saved you. And he hasn't sent you to heaven yet. He's got his plan. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you, Lord, love us so deeply and so dearly that you sent your Son who had his goals, who had his set plans, who taught us so much about what we didn't understand, who walked among people so they could understand what it is to live a life in God, to follow the Father. Lord, you showed us so much, and Lord, you died for all our sins. You set us free. No matter how broken we are, Lord, you are stronger. And your Spirit is in us through baptism, Father. We are grateful. We're so grateful, Lord, that you love us so much. We're so grateful, Lord, that we want to serve you. We want to do something for you. We just want to. And instead of just having goals all focused on ourselves, Lord, we want to have goals that are your goals for our life. Goals with raising kids. Goals with job circumstances. Goals dealing with neighbors. Goals at this church. Lord, we want you to be our strength, our source, our guide. And so, Father, allow us to talk with you, to pray prayers, to walk with each other as we go through this life. And to dare to strive to accomplish the things that you've put on our heart. We know you will use it mightily. To you be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.